From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, original music and students talking about the importance of learning history. But first, students from Holy Family Academy with hopes for the year ahead.
Hi, my name is Kiara. I'm 16 years old and I live on the north side. For the new year, I hope to leave all the bad things in the past just because it's not important to keep lingering on the bad things. I want to change myself in a way to improve on how I communicate with people. And this is my hope because a lot of things have happened this year, 2017, that I wasn't really proud of with the people that I hung around with. So I just want to find a new group of people with the same mindset as me so we can both grow together. This will make me feel more secure.
All right, my name is Trey. I'm 16 years old. I live in Pittsburgh, Northside. For the new year, I hope to keep growing in life. This will make me feel accomplished because I know I'm on the right path.
My name's E. I'm 17 and I live on the south side of Pittsburgh. And for the new year, I hope I become like a better person in everything that I am willing to accomplish. I mean, I already started. I don't know. I think I just want to live to like the best of my abilities, or, you know, like whatever happens, happens. I'm just going to let life take its course. And if I feel like it's a bad vibe coming, I'm just trying to deflect it and try to turn it into a good vibe. Because I want good vibes all 2018, nothing negative.
My name is Elias. I'm 16. I live in Bloomfield. For New Year, I just want to reach out to new areas, new people, and stuff like that. I don't know. I've been hanging around the same places, like South Hills and Bloomfield, and it's getting boring, so I want to, like, try going new places, like Westview or something like that. It'd make me feel fulfilled because I like going places, playing out, stuff like that.
Hi, my name is Deja. I'm 17, and I live in Pittsburgh, and I don't really have any New Year's resolutions. Like, I believe if you want to change something, then you should just change it now, not procrastinate and wait till, like, the new year starts. Like, if I don't like somebody, I'm not going to wait until the new year starts to tell them, like, I don't like them and just cut them off then. Or, I don't know, if I want to change anything about myself, I'll just do it then instead of waiting.
My name is Zach. I'm 17 years old. I live in Spring Hill. For the new year, I hope to see my brothers again. And this is my hope because I didn't see them in a very long time. And it will make me feel good because I want to see them for one last time.
My name is London. I'm 17 years old and I live in Penn Hills. For the new year, I hope to better my attitude. This is my hope because I feel like some people wouldn't want to deal with a bad attitude. But, you know, I don't really care. I just feel like I should change my attitude. And this will make me feel better.
My name is Kent. I'm 17 years old and I live in Pittsburgh. For the new year, I hope to keep being awesome. This is my hope because I'm amazing. This would make me feel great because I am cool.
My name is Tierra. I am 17. I live on the west side. Oh, for New Year, I hope to spread more positive energy.
My name is Keyshawn Shepherd. I am 17 years old and I live in Aliquippa. For the new year, I hope that I change myself and I better myself as a person and I make a change of me working way harder than I do now. Like, I work hard now, but I want to work as hard as I could possibly work. I want to drain my body every single day to know that I accomplished a lot of things in my mind and what I want to do in the future. And this will make me feel proud of myself, even though I already feel proud of myself. I just want to feel accomplished to get stuff done. And I've been receiving a lot of blessings from the Lord in this past few months, past 17 years. So, yeah.
Name is Jake. I'm 17, and I live in Lawrenceville. For the new year, I hope to... I don't really know, actually. Like, if I got any problems here, I'm just going to leave it in 2017. I hope this because I need to act more mature. This makes me feel satisfied because I could probably do a lot more.
My name is Frank, and I'm 18 years old. I live in Troy Hill. For the new year, I hope that my grades go up. This is my hope because I'm currently failing in some classes. This would make me feel better because at least I would know I'm passing.
My name is Josiah. I'm 17 years old and I live in Pittsburgh. For the new year, I hope to be a college student and get my license. This is my hope because I graduate high school in June and I would like to go to Carlo and get accepted into there. And then I also want to have, so my mom says she'll get me a car if I pay for my senior trip and I get my license. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I need a car because when you go to Carlo, it's in Oakland and have clinical because I want to be a nurse. So I have to drive different hospitals and I don't want to take the bus because I might be late. And this would make me feel really happy and accomplished and independent because, you know, I'm just living the life, having fun as a senior. I'm blessed that I don't have a lot of stress put on by my mom or my parents in general because I know how some students have like a lot of responsibilities because they are a senior or like they have a job and stuff. I'm just grateful that I don't have to pay a lot of bills.
Next up is Robin Grayson from the Center of Life Music Program in Pittsburgh's Hazelwood neighborhood with her original song, What You See.
No importa que te mudes a otra galaxia, tú siempre estás aquí. Y sobra decir que yo vivo en un mundo dentro de ti. Porque por más lejos que estés, por más preguntas que hagas, no importa el lugar donde estés, donde tú vives es aquí, en mi corazón. Hey, yeah, yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah. They seem to judge me by the way I wear my hair. And I'm not updated, but you don't care. I'm not considered pretty, but you still stick with me, oh. And when they knock me down, will you still be around, oh, 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 oh. 'Cause you see right through what they all look for. Searching for perfect, but that's what I'm working towards. And you see right through what they all look for. You're not searching for perfect, but that's what I'm working towards. And they seem to, they wanna, they try to wear my crown. They try to steal my throne, but not when you're around. I'm still not considered pretty, but you still stick with me, oh, oh. And when they knock me down, will you still be around? Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause you see right through what they all look for. You're not searching for perfect, but that's what I'm working toward. And you see right through what they all look for. You're not searching for perfect, but that's what I'm working towards. 'Cause you see every single part of me. And I just wanna thank you for, I just wanna thank you for. 'Cause you see right through what they all look for. You're not searching for perfect, but that's what I'm working toward.
Our final segment features commentaries from Allegheny Traditional Academy students about the importance of learning and understanding history.
Hi, my name is Coco. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Allegheny Traditional Academy.
My name is Daniel.
My name is Ava.
My name is Anjali.
Hi, my name is Evelyn. And I am 10 years old and go to Allegheny Traditional Academy. History, in my opinion, is an extremely important subject to study.
I'm going to be talking about history. History is used everywhere.
History is important because you need to learn your facts in life.
History is important in research because it could help someone research someone who made inventions. You could research famous people like Isaac Newton and George Crumb.
We can reuse the ideas so we can finish their job or errand or wish.
History teaches us important lessons and helps us to understand the present to predict the future.
When the people started building houses and roads, they have affected our Earth. This all comes down to history.
History also helps people get smarter and smarter so they can remember what they've learned in their lifetime.
So we can learn from the mistakes of the past generations if you ever made a mistake. But I'm pretty sure you did. It happens to the best of us.
My name is Josiah, and I'm 10 years old.
My name is Desiree.
Hi, my name is Bo.
Hi, my name is Ariana. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Allegheny Traditional Academy.
And I go to ATA Allegheny Traditional Academy.
I think history is important to study history. Let me tell you why history is important, so sit back and relax.
The beginning of history was a very different time than now. We had different animals, different tribes, different houses, and different lives.
Next, you can learn what the people did to survive. You can learn the types of food they had. They also had types of clothing.
We can learn where our lives could be or started. Like in your old life, you could have been an Indian prince or princess. And you can discover your roots back to India or Mexico. Some history can help you find your roots.
History is exciting because you can learn about your old grandparents. You could learn about the past and your culture.
Where you come from is in history. Your parents were not history, so now this is how history changes lives. Our world can change from history.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express, catch the future.